Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. Warren Elsmer used to be a regular visitor of Lotusphere Connect as a consultant, but these days he's there in a totally different capacity. As a LEGO specialist. LEGO, you ask? Yes, LEGO. Warren is one of those rare people who managed to turn around their life and live their dream, meaning he is full-time working on LEGO, be it as a writer of books about LEGO or doing promotional activities for various companies. And as such, he is part of the Social Cafe crew at IBM Connect this year. Right from within the Social Cafe, he talked to me about his activities for the conference and what's going on. Now, if I could only get his name right. Warren, is it?
Warren.
Warren, yeah. Sorry. I'm always terrible at names. So, welcome, Warren.
Hi, Femke.
How are you?
I'm very good, very good.
Where are you?
Right now, I'm standing in the Social Business Cafe at Connect, down at the back of the showcase floor. Oh. So you can probably hear there's buzz chats and panel discussions going on behind me. And people wandering by all the time. So it's probably quite busy.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So this has been your, more or less, your spot for the last 2 days, hasn't it?
Yes, I've been here. Well, this is the 12th or 13th year I've been here, but the second year I've been doing non-IT stuff, just doing playing with Lego for a living.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit about who you are and what you do and why you're there?
Certainly can. I'm now a professional artist and author, working in Lego bricks, building things out of Lego for companies and doing events and things like that, and for helping various companies sort of promote what they want to do and make interactive activities with Lego.
And you actually make a living out of doing that?
I do. It's been 12 months now that I've been working full time on this. And pushing out various Lego things. Haven't looked back.
Great. So you're really living your dream.
I am. So far, it's working. Fingers crossed. It's all going well, and see how it pans out.
Okay. You've also published a book, and I understand that you're writing another one.
I am actually. I got an email, believe it or not, this morning, just to say that the. And my first book was called Brick City, and it hit the shelves in May of this year. And I've just had advanced copies of my second book come through, which is called Brick Wonders, and that goes on sale in April 2014.
Fantastic. You must be looking forward to that then.
Very much so. I just got the email this morning, and my publishers have it, but I've not yet seen it, so I'm quite eager to get to the post office when we get home next week and see what it looks like.
Yes, I can imagine. So at the Social Cafe, where you're right now, you've been doing several Lego-themed activities there over the last 2 days. I've seen some of the tweets that you've been posting. I see there's a giant scoreboard, which is really giant.
Yes, it's about 7 meters long and just over 2 meters high. So it's looking really impressive now, and we're updating the scores twice a day. So the bar charts that you see on the scoreboard are real live data coming out of the game.
Okay, great. I will post the picture also with the blog that I post later on, so that people can look at it. But these are the scores actually for one of the games that are being played at the conference, where people are divided up into four different teams, each with a separate color. And the teams can get points for various activities, like posting tweets with the hashtag IBM Connect, but also by competing in certain games. And I understand there was one on Monday that had Lego in it.
There was. That was good fun. We had a tower building competition. So we had four teams, each one of each color, and we gave them 2,500 bricks and 5 minutes to build the tallest tower that they could.
Okay. And did it have to stand on its own?
It had to stand up on its own without being held up for 10 seconds. And the highest team got nearly to 3 meters, which is pretty good going. I'm pretty impressed with that.
Wow, that is quite a lot. How the heck do they get that up?
Very, very carefully.
Yes, I can imagine. You've also been doing other things. I understand that you're handing out badges, Lego badges with initials, and you've been doing portraits of the IBM champions.
Yes, in fact, that's what I'm looking at right now in front of me. I have a big desk of badges we're giving out to everybody as they come by. Available today until stocks last. When we run out, we're done. And last night, yes, we did caricatures. We did little Lego caricatures of each of the IBM champions. And if you're not a champion, you got a chance to make a caricature of yourself and get a photo taken on our green screen here. So we can give you a special back.
I hate that I'm not there because I would have loved getting one of those, yeah.
We'll have them ready for you, Femke, don't worry.
Thank you. So, apart from the activities that you're doing on the showcase floor, do you actually follow any of the other stuff that is going on at the conference? Do you follow the sessions or the activities around it?
I've been down here pretty much full time this year, so I've not had much chance to see many of the sessions, but did get the chance to go into the opening general session, which was really, really good, really interesting stuff.
Okay. Warren, you were talking about the OGS and visiting that. What did you think of the OGS?
I thought it was interesting. It's been, it's only been a year since I've stopped doing IT full time, but it's amazing how quickly you sort of step back from it. So it was interesting to see IBM's strategy and all of the products working together with a sort of unified interface, which I thought was going to be quite nice. Mm-hmm.
And the whole rebranding of Same Time into the more or less the IBM Connections suite, the fact that IBM Mail Next is coming out. Any opinions on that?
I think bringing everything under one brand seems to make a lot of sense. I mean, everything, I guess, was IBM Lotus something. It's, from what I hear, it's now IBM Connections something. So I think that brings the... makes sense to bring things together. It's probably easier for a customer to understand the interactions between them.
Yeah, I must agree that I'm looking forward to seeing where they're going to take this and how far this integration will go, because what we've seen so far looks really, really good.
I think that's the thing. All of the vendors now are pushing across a completely integrated suite of solutions, and I think it's good to see that coming together, for both technologically and visually as well. It's all looking very similar and fits well together.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Scott Adams session that was earlier today, the creator of Dilbert, that had a keynote?
Yes, I saw the tweets, but I was down here working on the show floor, so I'm going to have to see if I can catch up with the video cast later on.
Okay. Yes, I didn't see it either on the video cast, so I'm also waiting to catch up on that one. And the park, are you going to the theme park tonight?
Actually, tonight, you know, I think we're going to duck out a little bit and have a quiet night in. It's been a really busy week so far. We've still got a couple of days left, so we're going to get ourselves ready for the last push.
Okay. I can hear the social cafe is buzzing up behind you.
It is, yes.
So I understand this year that the social cafe is a lot larger than it was in previous years. There's more there too.
Yes. Yeah, so for those people that have been to Connect before, the social cafe is down on the showcase floor towards the back. And we've taken over the whole area at the back with a coffee station. There's a lounge area you can relax in. We have sort of a game central here as well, so we have all the game data. You can drill down and see who's winning in the game and what's trending, and just come down here and hang out and relax if you've got a few spare minutes. But it's a very busy conference, so we see a lot of people whizzing by.
So in your perspective, are there a lot of new people?
There's an awful lot of new faces. That's been one of the things that we've noticed. There's lots of new faces here, which is great. It's really good to see lots of new people coming through, and a big cross-section of different companies and nationalities as well, which is fantastic.
And the Connexa people, is it mixing up very well, or is it more or less two different audiences?
No, it seems to be very mixed. It's just one big, happy family at the moment, I think. So it's going really well.
It's good to hear. I was talking to Tony Holder yesterday, and I saw a tweet coming by that 35% of participants this year are actually first-time Connect Lotusphere visitors. So that's quite a good number.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's really good news.
Okay, well, Warren, thank you so much for the time that you made to have this conversation. Have a great time at Connect. Keep posting those pictures because they are great.
And We're missing you. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm missing not being there. So, but in this way, I can at least keep post of what you guys are all doing there. And yeah, I'll keep following your Twitter stream.
Brilliant. Thank you, Finca.
Thank you, Warren.
Okay, bye.